טוב, אני לא חושב שזה הרצאה, זה שיחה.
I think this is less a lecture and more like a talk, and we'll hear your questions, and many new people joined us just now, so I still need to say some things on my own, and after that you also have a cultural event. So in the meantime, we have to talk about the theme of this lecture, which is pretty much the global crisis. Maybe it doesn't look like it fits the our festive event, but in Kabbalah we always explain that through the recognition of evil we come to good, because we are all found in the lowest level, this world. There is nothing worse than this, the level of this world, and we have to rise starting from this world. So every recognition of evil is in fact a springboard to a better state. So we should be grateful for the bad, just like for the good. This is what it says. So a person who knows how to invert the bad into good is called a hero, and he actually fulfills his role, meaning he has received the nature of a will to receive, and he doesn't want that nature to control him, but he wants to control that nature. And for that sake, he acquires the wisdom of how to control the will to receive. This is why it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah means reception. So one should know how to use the power of his ego precisely in order to rise the Mount Sinai, which represents the mountain of hatred between us. When we use it correctly, we can rise high. And we have no other force. The force of the light, the force of the hatred, sorry, comes to us in order for us to rise above it. So the disturbances that appear greater and greater from generation to generation as our ego grows, we grow above it or with it. And today, for the first time in humanity, we've received a weapon, means for how to use that ego. The wisdom of Kabbalah has been revealed, and it explains to us how can we approach precisely that nature and use it in a good way, invert all the evil, all the darkness into good and light. And nature itself, the general plan of reality, propels us from behind by suffering, by the revelation of evil, by this crisis that takes place, that is now surfacing the world over. For the first time today, in fact, after all our congresses, we are now in a very, very special state where the whole world starts to feel that they have to know what's going on. And no one in the world knows, and we do. We know what's happening, and we do know how to bring the light to the world. And if we implement this role properly, then we will set an example for the world. And that doesn't necessarily has to come through very, very broad media tools and dissemination tools. It's like one of the TV networks that were interviewing me today, and they asked me, why are you yelling, crying about your remedy, and why aren't you telling it to the world? If you say that you love everyone, why are you waiting for everyone to suffer? Then I told them an answer that they can grasp. I told them that we are trying through our books and our TV channel and the internet and everything we can do. And you know, just like I do, that we do what we can. And all over the world, dozens of thousands of people are connected with us, and millions of people are connected with us, and we shouldn't forget about them, all the people who couldn't come here. Their number is many, many, many times greater than the people we see here with us. So let's send them a great big hug. L'chaim. Let's think about all of us for a moment. So really, I should have given them a different answer. Not just that we're trying to reach everyone through all the channels, but that we are interconnected through our spiritual forces, through a network of forces that penetrates, that pervades all of reality. And if we just think, it works in the whole network. And if we connect together, it works in the whole network. There is nothing that prevents that connection. Therefore, if we work between us here in a strong, unified way, connected in one desire to achieve connection, to achieve love, to find that one system, like the whole of nature, which is of love and bestowal, in that we in fact disseminate that power that should remedy everyone. And this is in truth the dissemination of Kabbalah. The Kabbalists throughout the generations sat quietly in their rooms, secretly. Sometimes no one knew about them, not even their relatives. And in that way, they made corrections in their own generations, corrections that we will discover later. We will understand what all of them did, each and every Kabbalist, starting from Adam HaRishon, 5,769 years ago, until this very day. You will just be able to see that chain of Kabbalists and how each and every one of them added to that mechanism of all the souls in order to strengthen the connection, the ties, and to allow them to receive some extent of the method of correction alongside the growing egoism. Today, it is not by chance that people discover that a connection between people is missing. How do they discover it? Not just because they're seeing some problems in the banks or some problem in politics and it's hard for them to manage the world. It is all, just like Baal HaSulam says in Introduction to Talmud HaSeir Sefirot, that all those great ones who worked for thousands of years strengthened the connection between us through their inner spiritual work. And we here are closer to the whole world, even though we already realize what's going on to some extent. We are somehow influencing them mutually. We don't find it yet, but it has to become revealed. It should become revealed, but it's not yet in our emotion. This is why we can't be proficient in that yet. But in truth, the network already exists. The network of the forces and connections already exists, and it influences the whole world. The whole world. And undoubtedly, we will soon see how that power manifests and where we are correspondingly. The old world or world order has ended. We had a congress just 3 months ago in St. Louis, and we didn't yet feel the reactions of the world. There were problems, there were beginnings, but it was before the big crash of the banks in America and the whole domino effect spreading around the whole world. Just look at what happened in these 3 months all over the world. And all of a sudden, we're in a new state. What will happen in the next 3 months, where the world will be? We will have to strengthen ourselves, and by the power of unity between us, which we are generating now on a higher level, and we will strengthen it even more, by that we will bring the world our dissemination in a way that they will understand inherently. On their own, they will realize that there is something nature requires us to do, requires us to connect. This whole of nature called God, God in Gematria equals nature. Like Baruch Shalom says, talking about nature or talking about God is one and the same. There is no difference whatsoever. The whole of nature is of bestowal and love. And if we want to be an inseparable part of it, we have to achieve the same quality and then be balanced with nature. And as we learn, the general law of the whole of reality is equivalence of form, meaning the equivalence of attributes, qualities, the equivalence of bestowal and love between humanity, because we are the only ones who possess the evil egoism, and we have to be united with nature, with godliness.
We also talked about it today, that this is the way the whole world developed. In the beginning, the small parts, the small cells, which connected afterwards between them in order to exist in the world. And afterwards, after they connected between them, they started handing out the rules between them, that each one started to understand that if he will keep his own rule and give the other what he needs to live, and he will take the place of the other. And this is how bodies, great bodies, started to stabilize, complex bodies like our body, where each and every part is certain that the other part would function correctly towards the whole of the body, and therefore it could be concentrated only on its role, like the heart, the lungs, the liver, etc. This is how we, around the whole world, will have to put each and every one in his own place, and to be sure that the others will fulfill, each one of them, their own role. And this is how we shall complete each other in complete harmony. This is called the Arvut, the bond, where each one understands that he completely depends on all the others, and all care for him, and he cares for each and every one. And the current crisis, it opens up for us the very opposite picture to the state in which we are, meaning the revelation of evil. The Kabbalists, they said that we have to undergo many stages in order to discover the evil. And now, in this current crisis, we have achieved for the evil to reveal itself. Look how much easier it will be for the world. Usually, I know about myself, when I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I studied a few years. And evil, what evil are you talking about? What ego? Well, okay, there is a bit, but each one has a bit of an ego. We don't feel that it stands in the way, that it is the cause of all trouble. You need to study a lot, the influence of the light from above, the connection with the friends, the connection, the group, to constantly be in inner work and the study and whatever, in order to start and discover that my nature is bad. And I remember how hard it was. Oh, you don't really see that it causes me evil or harm, that I have to get rid of it, that I really have to take like a knife and cut it out. And now, it's revealed so easily to the whole world that it's revealed to the whole world so that simply without any previous work, without the study, without the connection, it is known today to many people that if we will not rise above our nature, we will not survive in the current world. Meaning the world is now missing, is lacking, to come and get to know its egoistic nature more. And alongside with it, to discover what the key is, what is the solution, what is the cure for it. Meaning for the recognition of evil, the first half where we really, where we cared so much to come to it. And afterwards, the one who gives, does good. Distance yourself from the evil and do good. So distance yourself from the evil, we already are in it, around the whole world. It didn't come to certain countries, to a few people, but it will come. The very same way, like you've seen, that in 3 months, we're in a new world. If before a month or 2 months ago, leaders thought that they have some kind of a solution, they thought, the economists thought that they have some kind of a solution today, they are almost certain that they have no solution. And thousands of people around the world are now like small children, not knowing what to do. And therefore, we need to thank that very crisis which the whole humanity is undergoing now, where all at once the power of evil in the world was revealed, the ego which separates between us and doesn't let us exist. It'll reach a state where I will know that if I want bread, I have to be connected to the others to that extent. Down to the most essential things for survival, for life. And it's something very hard. It's very dangerous. It's very frightening on the one hand. On the other hand, if we'll act, work between us, and the general mechanism of all of humanity be balanced with each other, the positive against the negative force, if we will act properly, we will bring them the understanding quicker than the blow, that it's preferable to unite, to connect. The wise one, his eyes see, if I look into this water with ordinary eyes, this is water worthy of drinking. If I look through a microscope, I'll see there different germs, and then I won't drink it. So that very magnifying glass, that microscope, it is our wisdom which helps us see things from afar before we reach the outbreak of the epidemic and we can get the remedy before this breaks out, and this way we prevent ourselves from suffering. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed now in order for us to each and every time upgrade ourselves and get this remedy, the correction of our ego, meaning quicker than the suffering reaching us and this ever-growing crisis. It will go on developing. You know, previously, a few months ago, the general thought was that it's going to go by soon. Afterwards, the word was that it's going to take a few months. Today, people say 3 years. And they don't understand yet that it has nothing to do with time. It's timeless. Because we have reached a new state, completely new state, which never existed before. We have reached a state where we are connected, all of humanity. And this is a completely different law than the one which existed before. The new world doesn't know that it's new yet. They're not yet capable of understanding that the system of connection between us, between people, is revealed. And since we're evil towards each other, the connection is evil. It's like a body disintegrating, a body constantly disintegrating. The ego grows from day to day in an exponential way, in this very sharp curve. And therefore, each day we start feeling this, the force, the power of the crisis, ever growing, stronger and stronger. If we'll bring to the world our power within it, our internal power within it, people will start understanding where does it come from. Suddenly they'll become wise, brighter. They'll start understanding that what we're talking about is the connection between us as the method of getting out of this crisis. And thousands of people are already talking about it. But how to connect? They have, in no method do they have, the power of the light which corrects the evil. There is no power which brings the screen. You know, and probably you've heard more than once and you read about it. How does Baal HaSulam put it in the introduction to Tess? Why did the Kabbalist oblige each and every person to study Kabbalah? Because there is a remedy to it. What is a remedy? A remedy that I do not see it in advance. I don't see the connection. It's still concealed from me. But the connection, it exists. Only for me, it's called a remedy, a miracle. If someone somewhere out there pushes a button and here the light turns on, then for me it's a miracle. I don't understand the connection, but the connection exists. Therefore, it's called a remedy. So Baal HaSulam says that in the studying of Kabbalah, there is an incredible remedy worthwhile of advertising. What is it? By studying, what do? He writes, we awaken the light surrounding their souls, and then this light, it works on the soul of each and every one, corrects it, and then the souls connect together. In other words, in more simple words, or for it to be clear for us, we are in connection between us. By our study, we awaken the connection. We want to come to it. We want to discover it. So when we are in this tendency, in this direction to discover this net which ties us together, the connection, as a result of our direction to connect, we're attracted to the force which works in this net connecting between us. And then we're cured. And then we receive the force to cope with the ego of each and every one. And therefore, we have to understand that the revelation of evil, like we read in the Shamadi articles, the revelation of evil is the best possible thing to exist, because this is the only thing which could oblige us to go forwards. Therefore, as much as each one feels the crisis, feels the evil, fear, doesn't know what's going to happen to him tomorrow, this state will increase ever more. We have to understand that only one solution exists here. It's the connection between us by the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. what kind of study is there? What is there to study here? Like Bala Sulam says, what I need to know, how many angels there are in the sky, and what are their names, what's written there in the Zohar, or the Pertsufs, the worlds, the Masachs, the different actions we have. The study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, you know, what it's composed of. What is my choice? How can I realize it? What is my nature? How can I correct it? What is this whole world? What is it composed of? This matter, substance of the will to receive. How am I in touch with it? How do I come to divinity, to the general force which surrounds all of reality and works on us? How do I connect to it? Because without it, I can't live any longer. I must come to know this general force. Today, I will no longer be able to keep on living in this world, on this small planet of Earth. The essential condition for existence is to get to know nature. It's not only a financial crisis we have. It's soon reaching our pocket and really intimidating us that tomorrow we'll have nothing to eat. It's not enough. We do not yet understand that the crisis is multi-layered. We are in a family crisis, in an educational crisis, in a climate crisis, which is really it's becoming greater and greater. We're in many crises. People are in despair. Even before the financial crisis, half of the world was in despair. The number one world illness is depression, drugs, family. It's all one crisis, only it comes in its different forms. Once this grows, another at our other times, something else grows. And you can't get out of it but to know that above all these troubles, I have to connect. And if a person decodes correctly his problem, one or another, each time a different one, that each and every moment he comes to know that between him and others it awakens, and he will know that it's not the problem that he can't solve the problem. He has to solve this problem in an ordinary fashion on the human level. But its real solution is the spiritual solution. Spiritual meaning the order of four general force, this general net which ties between us. It is what we have to put into place. And in this net will we discover our life differently. Not a bodily one, but spiritual, eternal, whole. We will identify ourselves with this connection between us. We will live in that net. Our body will suddenly start getting some kind of secondary importance, and less, down to a point where a person, he passes away from his body and he doesn't even feel that he passed away from something. It's like he tosses away a shirt into the laundry at the end of the day in order to put on something new the next day. This is how he looks at his body. Still, while he's alive in this world, only he needn't be inside himself, but to come out of himself into this net. And suddenly you'll feel how it draws him, attracts him, how suddenly the power of his mind, his heart, everything's in there. And the crisis, it is actually intended in order to help us, to push us to come out of ourselves. we have to see how the whole world is attracted to it. Of course, unconsciously, but how the whole internet is built for it, and the international connections, and the economical connections, and business, and education, and culture, and all the nets, actually, they're already in a state in order for us to use them for the connection between us. And therefore, what we have left is our work. This year, we've succeeded in opening in Israel the TV channel. One of two. We really want to appear both on the hot cable network and not only on the Yes satellite network. And I really hope that although there are those which oppose the wisdom of Kabbalah on that channel, I hope we'll reach a state where we'll break through against all these obstructions and disturbances, and it will be our Kabbalah channel will be in every home in Israel. I hope that this year we'll start climbing to an international channel in English. A channel you could perceive in all of America, Russia, and Europe. And of course, via internet, I hope we will reach the whole world and our friends. Hundreds of thousands of people in the world watching us. Watching now, connected to us now. They themselves don't really know how they came. It's the potential force of the soul brings the soul to a place where it can start getting a fulfillment. This is how they come. Suddenly they call us up from the Emirates, from Dubai, from Iran, from Alaska, from South America, from New Zealand, from you name it. And people find us because the soul it has no boundaries. It's like an electrical charge in an electrical field, always attracted to the balance point, to the place where it could be fulfilled. And they will connect and understand where the source is, the force is, and will come to us. I think that before us, ahead of us, is a very, very special year, alongside with the deep crisis which will broaden from day to day. We will try to bring to the world the understanding of what is happening here, what is the reason for this, what is the plan, nature's plan. It says in the wisdom of Kabbalah, Baal HaSulam writes about it very meticulous, in a very explicit, detailed way in the book of The Last Generation, other articles. And when we'll discover this to the world, then we will truly merit what is written in the Torah, and all shall know me from small to great, and my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, and all the nations of the world will come to it. And truly, together, we will reach this structure of a house of prayer, one home, one kli for all souls connecting together. And then will we come together, will we achieve this mutual ascension to infinity. Ahead of us, we have a lecture about the perception of reality. Well, I'll try and explain to you how we develop our perception that before us, together with our world, is revealed the world of Asiya, Briya, Yetzira, Tzilut, and Adam Kadmon, and the world of Ein Sof. And it all depends on man's perception of the development of one's kli. The greater the ego, and one rises above the ego, and the ego is even greater, and he is greater than that, accordingly, he perceives reality till it expands to the volume of all souls, and it is all because he referred to them in love and giving. Only for this reason do they all become his kli, the kli of each and every one. And for this reason, we needn't wait for the world to broaden to this extent, but we here and now, and in the upcoming, in the near future, we will see how all this takes place in order for us to realize this choice, that it's not in vain that we're given the opportunity to engage in such amounts, quantities, and hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And each one has to say that the Creator has chosen me. And whether I'm a man, a woman, elder, young, have to feel a great responsibility in this. Because all in all, this small amount of people which understand a bit, know a bit, feel a bit of connection to the true reality, these people are extremely precious to the world. And therefore the Kabbalists say that each one must refer to all the others in the group as to the greatest of the generation, because in truth, the most precious things in the world they exist in very small quantities, like precious stones compared with ordinary stones. And this is who you are. And I'm saying it not in order for each one to be proudful, but it says one should be proudful in the ways of the Creator, meaning that one should take pride in the Creator choosing him. Each one has to say that the Creator has chosen me in order for me to serve all others.
Maybe it'll be better if we go ahead for questions. Yes, please. No, wait a minute. Just please say your name and where you're from. I ask to please let our guests from overseas ask first.
We have four times of day: morning, afternoon, evening, and night. In a year, we have spring, etc. And once every 4 years, there is this prolonged, so to say, year. Why? Do the Olympic Games and elections take place precisely in this year? Now the Hebrew translation to this.
The question was about the cycles of the day, the cycles of the year, and so forth. She said first that the year divides into four seasons, that the elections happen once in 4 years, and even the Olympics happen once in 4 years. What does it happen? Why the Olympics take place once in 4 years, I don't know. Next. Yes, please. Good evening. My name is Ohad Fuchs. My name is Ohad Fuchs from Tel Aviv. Yes. What's going on with the microphones? Do you hear me? Yes. The path of the light is a path of love and giving bestowal. Please ask short and quickly, Rav says. So we all want to go in this path, but we are surrounded by nations who think differently. How is our path coinciding with their path? It doesn't really have to do with the theme of the Congress. I see that, like the previous lady, you're following the same path. I see this is what the Israelis do. But okay, I'll answer you. It's like what Baal Salam says in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. The problem is not in the nations surrounding us. The problem is in us. If we would realize our role the way we should, then we would be surrounded by friends. All the rest you can find, and they'll tell you where to find it. This is written in the preface to the Book of Zohar, not in my words. We are to blame in how the other nations refer to us, relate to us, and all the rest is in the sources. What's going on with the microphone again? Please. Ellie. Her name is Natalia from Odessa. She says, Rav, you said that we were all chosen. So what is the principle by which the Creator chooses the people? Those who study Kabbalah know that the whole of Malchut of Ein Sof, which we usually represent as a circle, when it starts correcting itself, it is corrected first by a line instead of the whole circle. And that is the measurement of light that comes through to our world. And then that line is what we sketch as a paltzuf. The whole circle can be sketched as a paltzuf, containing Rosh, Toch, and Suf. The first 2,000 years of development, starting from Adam HaRishon. This was Adam HaRishon, zero, and until 6,000 years. Then we first had the first 2,000 years, then the second, and now we are in the final 2,000 years. We have 230 years left. Throughout all these generations, the souls reincarnate. And they appear, let's say, it's like an embryo developing in its mother's womb. First, a little bit of the legs, then the hands, then the nose, then internal organs, then fingers, then something else. We learn that in Talmud HaSefirot, in the more advanced chapters 11, 12, 13, 14, how the organs of the soul develop. As a result of that, it's really like a replica. Man's body develops within the mother's womb until it is born. And the Creator doesn't actually choose each and every one, but each and every one, according to their root of the soul, receives the desire to reveal godliness, to reach the root, and he feels that as a point in the heart, all of a sudden the whole corporeal life becomes not that important, and he starts looking for something. That point suddenly appears in a person from Kenya, from South America, from Germany, from Israel, and there is no connection here to nationality or one's color, whether white or yellow or black or red or anything like that. This is only according to the emergence of the Reshimot, the development of the Reshimot. But everyone who has that point finds where to study, how to fulfill that point, and then we can talk to them. Yes, please. I have a sense that you are convincing those who are already convinced. How can we connect together when the world is built of opposites? Those who take advantage and those who are taken advantage of. Those who are weak, those who are strong. They have the have-nots. So all the people here agree, okay, but most of the world doesn't agree to this path. So how can we convince them? And how can we manage the world with one common interest? Whereas this world is in fact built of opposite interests. It's true, I agree with you. This is a classic question asked in the wisdom of Kabbalah. First of all, thank you for asking it correctly. But our whole advancement comes from the apparent evil, and it is future to be much more apparent than what it is now. It's like it says in the Torah, and you probably heard about it, I created the evil inclination. I created the evil inclination. The Creator didn't create anything good. It says that He's good that does good. He loves, He bestows, but He created only evil. I created an evil inclination. This is what it says. Correspondingly, it says, I created the Torah as a spice for it, meaning there is a power by which to correct the evil inclination. What is it? The light. If you can extract it from the Torah, and you need to learn what this is. This isn't what you know from the street. Not the evil inclination and not the power of the light, but that power we can extract from the Torah reforms the evil inclination, turns it into good. So the fact that the world is evil, man's nature is evil, conflict of interests, everyone wants to eat up the other, everyone wants to take advantage of the whole world, exploit the world, that's nature. It's nature. We're not even talking about that being different. And we shouldn't relate differently to a person. We are all like that. We're all bad, evil, thieves. We all are only made of evil. There is nothing good. Wherever you see something good, you just don't see that there is evil behind it. And that good is only covering that evil in order to take advantage of you. And we all work that way. However, there is an ability where precisely by rising above that evil, you transcend it, and when you invert it, you start feeling the width and the intensity. A person has to reach similarity to the Creator. Adam, the level of Adam, comes from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. As it says, They shall all know me from the greatest to the littlest, meaning everyone should reach the quality of bestowal. And that is possible only by taking your ego, and not such a small ego. The ego we have right now, I was told that this is the last question, so I will elaborate on that a little. We'll manipulate the schedule a little. No, his question was good. We, in our ego, we have desires for food, sex, and family. And these desires are bodily desires, physical desires. Even if I would live on my own, I would still want these things. They belong to my body. in addition to that, we also grow desires for money, honor, which is control, power, and knowledge. And these are human desires. I receive them because I live in a human society. I get them from the environment. Our will to receive constantly grows. And after all of these desires grew within me, another desire unfolds where I am fed up with all these things, both the human desires and the physical desires. Today in human society we discover that no one wants even knowledge and power and honor and money, and people don't even care about family. Sex already turned into something completely twisted, and man is basically fed up with everything and finds despair in everything. And this is where the point in the heart emerges, when a person searches for what do I live for. So on the one hand there is a negative force, there is nothing in life. On the other hand there is some positive force unfolding, pulling a person somewhere. And all of that which you called evil is not yet evil, it's just a bit of it. Because if we start developing, there are people here who develop by studying towards spirituality. So all that we sketched before, the physical and human desires, with that point that starts pulling us forward, we start feeling, receiving evil that is much greater, spiritual evil. So far, this has been corporal evil. And we start receiving, we start receiving spiritual evil here. These are levels of Atziya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzila, Atzilut, and Adam Kadmon. And these are four worlds of Tum'ah. These are the desires that we get when we grow further and further. We receive negative desires against the Creator, to take advantage of Him, to hate Him, to ruin Him. I want to be instead of Him. When the spiritual upper force starts becoming apparent, correspondingly, you feel a power of wanting to take advantage of Him. Not to take advantage of people here for, you know, 50, 60 or 70 years or anything like that. You start feeling much more evil forces. And you turn them into good by the revelation of godliness. And this is how a person grows in the middle of that, in between these two lines. So what do I want to say? This evil force here is not even taken into account. And you start having much greater evil force. And a person who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Meaning, one grows precisely above, on top of that evil. I was talking about the positive thing happening in this crisis unfolding. That was what I was talking about. Because it's like in a disease. I could have been sick for a long time, but now I feel that I'm sick, so I'm already looking for a cure. And the cure exists. However, if you tell a person that, and he can't understand you, he won't take the cure. If you can give him an x-ray and tell him, buddy, look at this, you have something dangerous here. So he sees the x-ray and then he believes you and he can take it. So what we're trying to do is provide them with that x-ray before the disease expands. And also, not to let them study medicine on their own and die in the meantime while trying to do that. So we should speed up, hasten, and provide that method as soon as possible. And that method, as well, is not ours. It was disclosed for the first time in Babylon. Where did from Abraham? Where did Abraham come from? He was an idol worshiper. that used to help people, you know, like all the religious people, kinds of idol worshippers. And that was the first crisis, like what we are feeling today. This is the second crisis. They also felt themselves as a closed, small civilization, interdependent, and they revealed the great ego. They wanted to build the Tower of Babylon, which represents the ego, the outburst of the egoism. And he started asking, what's going on? And then he found out the wisdom of Kabbalah. And he was actually a revolutionist who wanted to put this wisdom into practice and correct humanity back then. But he couldn't do it. He didn't succeed. And the group of students that did come with him later turned into the group of people called Israel. Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, to the revelation of godliness. And all the rest dispersed in the meantime. We are now in the same situation around, all around Earth. We have nowhere else to go to escape. So from the time of Abraham to this time, we have to finish it. And we'll finish it in a good way. Thank you.
Yeah.